A new initiative in Massachusetts is trying to reduce suicides among people of color. The project by the Massachusetts Coalition for Suicide Prevention is aimed at getting mental health and community organizations to review their approaches to people of color. WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau Chief Paul Tuthill spoke with Jennifer Kelleher, Managing Director of the organization.
90 people of color die of suicide per year in Massachusetts, which is more than one death every 4 days. While those rates aren't higher than the population as a whole, they're still really concerning. We have, for example, students of color, both American-born students and students from abroad, who come from all over the world, including many Asian countries, who are dying by suicide. We have immigrants from Central and South America, Southeast Asia, and other parts of the world who are being targeted and may have never been exposed to mental health or suicide prevention services in their home countries. And we also have members of the African-American community who report that they're uncomfortable engaging with therapists as they have few options for treatment from providers who experience their cultural challenges. And they also don't understand the providers. They don't understand the impact of those challenges on mental health. So there really is a critical need for diversity in the field of suicide prevention. It tends to be mostly a white field, suicide prevention. And it doesn't really represent the diversity of our state. Massachusetts is one of the most diverse states in the country. But our awareness, advocacy, and other efforts are overwhelmingly created by white people and for white people.
And so what is your organization attempting to do about this disparity?
So we recognized that there was a critical role we could play in filling this gap. And because of this, we created what we call the MCSP Alliance for Equity. And it's comprised of two separate groups that work together, the People of Color Caucus and the White Ally Caucus. I am the chair of the White Ally Caucus and the co-chair of the Alliance for Equity. And we have been working within our coalition on social justice and racial equity, making sure we integrate it at all levels. We've been working with our executive committee, our general membership, and our regional coalitions. And also have developed this toolkit, both as a resource for ourselves as we move forward in this process and other organizations as well.
So explain the toolkit. What is the toolkit?
The toolkit is comprised of several different kinds of information. So we have handouts, we have inventories, we have case studies, and it really is designed to help organizations assess where they are and start the conversation about incorporating social justice and racial equity into all aspects of the organization so that they can become more equitable. We have in the toolkit, for example, handouts on why social justice is important to suicide prevention work, handouts on white privilege, allyship. We also have resources, a follow-up chart, and a racial justice reframe tool that helps in a more concrete way, outline organization's goals. And we have exercises and a facilitator's guide to provide concrete activities to really continue the conversation. So the toolkit is really, it's the start of a conversation. We see it as a living document. So this is the first iteration, and we see there being many others. It's a starting place. It's a place, and it's not one size fits all. So it's really, we hope organizations will go in, sort of assess where they are and assess what parts of the toolkit will be most helpful for them and where they want to go.
And what's been the response to it so far? When did you first make this available to organizations, and what's been the response?
So we just made this available in September for Suicide Prevention Month. We went to the IASP conference, the International Association for Suicide Prevention conference in Derry, Ireland, to do a poster session and also just talk to people about the toolkit. It's been very well received so far. We've had a lot of requests for people, organizations wanting us to come out and help them implement it. We're figuring out how exactly we're going to do that. I think we're going to start piloting it with two of our regional coalitions, Greater Boston Coalition being one of them, and then the Pioneer Valley Coalition. And so we've received interest from both in the state, out of the state, and also national organizations who are interested in this work. And we hope it's something that people can pick up and use on their own.
This toolkit is something that's unique to Massachusetts. It's not something that you've seen that's been tried elsewhere with success.
We actually started by looking for what was out there, looking for resources as we wanted to begin and continue this conversation. And we found that there were a lot of great resources in social justice, and there were a lot of great resources on suicide prevention. And we couldn't find anything that really connected the two in this way, and especially organizationally and structurally. So we think this is really the first of its kind.
So for organizations that are interested in this, how do they contact you?
That's an excellent question. So they can contact info@massprevents.org and ask for more information. They can also find the full toolkit on our website under resources. It's available as a PDF for no charge. And if they have any questions, and also if they have any feedback, they can contact us and let us know.